This time we're going to do a little bit of noise treatment with Reaper. So let's start up Reaper.
Chris Bell Computer R Recycle Bin R Reaper X6419 Reaper.
Okay, Reaper's up now. Let's go get our noise example.
Run dialog dot D colon D items view noise example dot WAV 1.
Oh, this is kind of cool. You can just take something from the clipboard and get it right into Reaper. I'm going to copy with Control C, and then I'm going to go right Alt Tab back into Reaper.
About Reaper V5.29, Reaper V5. No tracks. Bar 1 beat 10.
Okay, and I'm going to do a Control I.
Unsaved project Reaper V5.29.
Okay. And that put our audio clip right into Reaper. So let's hit W for rewind, and let's listen to this.
Play.
All right.
Stop.
See, nice and noisy. A lot of hum. That's computer noise. I recorded it with my head right by the computer with a microphone in the other room, so it would be nice and noisy. The processor that we use to take care of noise with Reaper is called Refer. Let's get that into our Reaper project.
Scanning DirectX FX. Dialog. Cancel button.
And I'm going to Shift Tab.
Add FX to.
First, I hit an F to get to my effects dialog. In this effects dialog, there's a big
combo box collapsed. Edit. Blank. Clear filter button.
I'm going to tab around and let you listen to this a little bit.
OK button. Cancel button. Tree view. Level 0. All plugins expanded 1 of 3.
You got a tree view, and you can pick the category of plugins that you want.
Level 1 new 1 of 10, DX 2 of 10, DZI 3 of...
I'm down arrowing.
VST 4 of 10 level 1, VST 5 of 10 level, JS 6 of 10 level, Rewire 7 of 10 level, Instruments 8 of 10 level, Kakos 9 of 10.
Kakos, that's the category we have here, Kakos, and I'm going to use that because I know that the plugin that I want is from the Reaper suite, so it's going to limit my plugin choices to those particular plugins. So I'm going to tab.
List 1 list. Combo box collapsed. Edit. Blank. Clear filter. Combo box.
That combo box thing is where I can type in a filtering string if I want to. So if I type in FIR.
FIR.
And then I shift tab back.
List 1 list. VST. Refer. FFTX plus dynamics processor. Kakos 1 of 1.
There you go. That limited it right down to the one that I wanted so I wouldn't have to go and arrow through a ton of plugins to see what I wanted. Okay, I'm going to press enter.
FX track 1 noise example dialog output gain. Hint shift move segments. CTRL moves all points dB. List 1 list. Unsaved project. Play. Stop.
Okay, so now let's select our noise that we want. I'm going to do a time selection here.
Set selection start. Set selection end.
Alt shift left bracket and Alt shift right bracket to make my time selection. Now I'm going to do Control R.
Repeat on. 2%.
Okay, now we have it looping. I move my transport right before the loop section, and when it comes to it, when you play, it'll start looping. That will make sure that when we play our noise print, that will be what is picked up by the Reaper plug. Let's hit F and get back into our effects dialog.
FX track 1 noise exam edit multi button 0.
Now I'm tabbing.
Plus button param 2 and 2 UI checkbox property page output gain reset button edit selected plus edit selected minus 90 FFT size combo box 4096 collect show analysis floor checkbox checked. Edit selected minus 90.0 reduce artifacts less effective checkbox not checked. Edit mode combo box points smooth collapsed. Refer grouping, edit mode, combo box points, smooth, collapse, refer grouping, mode, combo box, set, collapsed.
That's what we want, the mode. Now I'm going to arrow down to
gate, compressor, convolve L/R, subtract.
Subtract. This Refer plug-in can be used for lots of different things. It's a multi-purpose plug But when we want to reduce noise, we want subtract mode. So that's what we picked. Now I'm going to tab again.
Outgain slider plus edit selected plus 0. Automatically build noise profile. Enable during noise. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, this is what we want to enable to catch our noise print. I'm going to do numpad insert and dash.
Move to focus. Automatically build noise profile. Enable during noise. Checkbox not checked.
Now, depending on what screen reader you use, Reaper can use most of the screen readers out there since its accessibility implementation is MSAA. So if you want to use your JAWS cursor or NVDA Object Nav, however you have to do it, we won't go into the screen reader particulars here. I'm going to check this box here.
Check, checked.
With numpad insert and numpad enter. And so now we can make a noise print. Now I'm going to play this file. I did that with control and spacebar, and you hear that it went, it just took that noise right out of there. I'm going to make sure this checkbox isn't checked anymore.
Ray 4-0, automatically build noise profile, enable during noise, checkbox checked.
We want to uncheck that because we don't want it to take any more noise prints. Otherwise, it's going to try and reduce our actual voice, whatever it sees it's scanning for a noise print. So we don't want it to scan anymore. So we're going to
move to focus. Automatically build noise profile. Enable during noise. Checkbox checked. Uncheck. Not checked.
Okay, it's unchecked now. So let us escape out of the effects dialog now.
Unsaved project Reaper V.
And see what our audio sounds like.
0%.
All right, let's just see about reducing the noise on this file here. You can probably hear the computer noise in the background. So let's take a noise print and reduce this noise.
Now that is the file that I recorded in my noisy environment. As you can see, most of the noise is gone. Now we do have a little bit of artifacts going on because we might be noise reducing too aggressively, so let's back it off just a little bit.
One noise.
I'm going to get to my wet dry mix for this particular plugin using the parameters dialog. I'm going to hit P.
FX parameters dialog. Parameter combo box show on.
And I'm going to go down arrow.
Eat mode gate FL comp route gain anal F zeros bypass wet 9.
Wet. So every processor in Reaper has a wet dry mix built right in. That's great for parallel processing. It's really handy. I'm going to tab now and get to my
value slider 100.
Value. It's at 100%, so I'm going to set it to about 70.
99.99988080280%, 76%, 74%, 72%, 70%.
I did that with page down. Now I'm going to press enter.
Unsaved.
Now let's listen to our file.
All right. Let's just see about reducing the noise on this file here. You can probably hear the computer noise in the background.
Okay, well let's bypass the effect and see what it sounds like with no noise reduction. I'm going to hit B.
FX bypassed.
And we'll listen to it raw.
All right. Let's just see about reducing the noise on this file here. You can probably hear the computer noise in the background.
Okay, well, let me bypass it and make it active while it's playing, and we'll do a little comparison that way.
FX active.
All right.
FX bypassed.
Let's just see about reducing the noise.
FX active.
On this file here. You can probably
FX
hear the
bypassed.
Computer noise in the background.
FX active.
So.
Okay, and just for grins, let's go back to 100% again. And
FX parameters dialog. Parameter.
I hit P, and then I'm going to go down to my wet dry.
Wet 9 value slider 70% 0% 100%.
100%.
Unsaved project.
I hit enter. Okay, now let's do B, and B again for bypassing, and making active.
FX bypassed.
All right. Let's just see about reducing the noise on this file here. You can probably hear the computer noise in the background.
That's pretty good. So there you have it. That is Reaper's noise reduction ability. Well, I'm Chris Bell, and I hope you've enjoyed this. If you're interested in Reaper tutorials, then you can reach me at Chris, C-H-R-I-S-B, as in boy, 1963, at charter, charter.net. Until next time. Just a quick additional note or two. The screen reader that I was using to do this tutorial is NVDA. And the scrubbing keys that I use to move around in Reaper are your left and right arrows. You can move and zoom right in on your audio with the left and right arrow keys, and you'll get that scrubbing effect that you would with a tape deck, similar to that. If you want to move by bars, you can go page up and page down. And if you do Control-Shift, page up and page down, you'll move by beats.